Amid the bustling chaos of the sprawling business center of Gurgaon, one can still find a small oasis of quiet. At this nursery, just meters from the concrete and cars, trees and shrubs crowd around rays of sunlight under a train overpass. Nursery owner Rajpal Yadav used to have 8 hectares of land here, but in 2 decades he has gradually lost his land to one transportation project or another. Now he must cultivate his plants on just 4/10 of a hectare, which he's also at risk of losing to an expanding roadway.
This is the only greenery left, and this will also be gone. None of the surrounding companies are doing anything about it. They are cutting down all the trees for the sake of roads and buildings.
Landowners like Yadav have filed lawsuits to try to hold on to what little they have left. Others have seen their property seized to make room for India's industrialization while getting little or nothing in return under the country's Land Acquisition Act of 1894. The fight has at times turned violent. A proposed bill before Parliament seeks to rectify this by providing fair compensation for land acquired for industrial projects.
The new bill provides compensation at up to double the market price in urban areas and up to 4 times the market price in rural areas. It also provides resettlement and rehabilitation help for those displaced or whose livelihoods have been affected by the land acquisition.
Confederation of Indian Industry President S. Gopalakrishnan welcomes the government's efforts towards reform, but fears the measure could push property and subsequent project costs higher.
We also need to make sure that the costs do not escalate too much. Then the investment required to set up a business will become unaffordable. So we are requesting the government to make land available for businesses at reasonable prices.
Analysts say the same development that has uprooted farmers has also connected distant communities, created jobs, and allowed for India's once near double-digit economic growth. Sakshi Balani with the New Delhi-based PRS Legislative Research says the government must navigate the complex issue carefully.
The idea essentially is that you've got to have a legislation that covers not only this spurt of development and growth that's taking place, but also provides a check on it in some ways. And it's that very delicate balance that this law is basically trying to bring about.
As for Yadav, he's holding out hope that his nursery and some of the last remaining greenery along this busy road will eventually prevail.
I have faith in the court. We will keep fighting in the court. We will see what happens, but I have faith in justice.
He and many others are watching to see how lawmakers vote on land acquisition reform as Parliament debates the highly contentious issue in the coming months. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Gurgaon.